SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
Having doubts and questions about God's promises, they're all a part of the Christian journey that we all have to deal with. And just knowing that God can handle your doubts is a really important fact. We're talking with W. Lee Warren today at SOS Radio, and he's a brain surgeon, and he knows all about that. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
You know, when you study medicine and you study science and reasoning, you learn a lot about yourself, but you can also learn a lot about God.
Yeah, my job lets me look into the most intricately designed part of creation, in my opinion, the human nervous system. And every layer we look deeper, it's more organized and more obvious how beautifully we're designed.
What I find so interesting about a faith journey is every single one of us does deal with doubt. And most people think, like, I'm not supposed to have any doubts, but I think doubts are important because they challenge us to go look deeper, not just in ourselves, but to look and research things about God. And I think that's important to growth.
Absolutely. I think as Christians, we have this notion that doubt is a bad thing. But if you read through the Bible, especially the Old Testament, I mean, God encourages us to be honest with him, and he finds opportunity to nourish our faith and our doubts.
Lee, when you were faced with doubt, when you were in Iraq and when you were in medical school and you've had these big questions, what did you find was the biggest question that you had the hardest time working through?
Well, I think the classic one for me is always, why do these hard things happen in life? If you're faithful and you work hard and you do the right things, why does it always seem like life gets harder and harder? And really, the first time I encountered that on a grand scale was at war, you know, seeing the worst things people can do to each other. And it just seems so meaningless and so hard to understand. But then what happens is when you express those doubts and you start opening your eyes, God will start ministering to you in those moments and showing you opportunities that are all around you where grace and love and mercy and truth are springing up to sort of put salve on the wound of those doubts.
You know, in the struggle between our faith and doubt, the things that we think we know often cause the most trouble. And we're talking with W. Lee Warren today at SOS Radio. He's a neurosurgeon, and he's dealt with all kinds of doubt. He's dealt with all kinds of questions and all the what-ifs of life. And it's interesting because a lot of the patients you work with have terminal forms of cancer that are fatal. And what have you learned about hopefulness in regard to pushing back against hopelessness when medical things look bleak?
Yeah, the whole reason I wrote this last book was when I encountered this particular type of brain cancer called glioblastoma. It's basically 100% fatal. The average survival is about 15 months, and basically nobody lives 10 years. And so if you get this diagnosis, it's really the end for almost everybody that gets it. So as a Christian, you know, the Bible tells me to pray and have faith, and God can heal, and I'm supposed to encourage my patients to fight. And as a scientist, I have this disease where the answer is always no. So there's this big conundrum between what we know from science and what we believe from faith. And that big gray area in between, I think, is where we have to find other ways to minister to people when we can't solve their physical problems. So as a doctor, I recognized a long time ago that if I can't fix your body, it's super important that I help you hold on to your spirit, because cancer is not as deadly to your heart as hopelessness is, right? When you lose hope, when you lose faith, your whole world falls apart, even if you recover from the problem that you're dealing with. So I've came to see that hopelessness and losing your heart, losing your faith, is a lot more dangerous and deadly to our quality of life, regardless of our length of life.
Now, Lee, what have you learned about faith personally when it comes to hope? You know, it's tough when you see fatal things and when you see brokenness and hurt, but what have you learned about keeping hope front and center in spite of that?
The most important thing I've learned is that no matter how dark it seems, like no matter how hard it seems for you to believe that it can ever be better again, if you're in the middle of a night, you don't have to do anything for the day to come again. You just have to stay alive long enough for the sun to come up. So what I've seen in people in their worst hours, and even when I was in my worst hour after we lost our son when he was 19, was just hang on and keep believing that it will be able to get better again someday. And eventually that'll give you enough juice, enough faith to start moving again. And God will be faithful to hold you up even when it seems impossible.
It's easy to praise God when things are going the way we want them to go, but when things go wrong and when our loved ones pass away, I mean, being grateful just seems like it's outside of our scope of consciousness. And we're talking with neurosurgeon W. Lee Warren today at SOS Radio. You know, as you were actually writing this book, I've seen the end of you. You actually had a loss of your son unexpectedly. Like, while you're writing a book about hope and while you're writing a book about doubt and overcoming it, I mean, how did God transform something and click something in your brain as you were going through this at the same time you were trying to pen these thoughts?
Yeah, it was really ironic that I was here, you know, putting together my thoughts on how to minister to people in their hardest hours, and had all these things I thought I had learned and how wise I was to be, you know, writing about faith. And then our son died, and I was just, of course, my wife and I and our family just devastated. And we basically had to realize that most of the things that I thought I knew about how to help people when they were in hard times weren't very helpful. When Christians come to you and they say things like, you know, God's going to work everything out for good, or maybe heaven needed another angel, or God must have needed your son more than you did, those platitudes really are abrasive and harmful in those dark moments, and they don't hit right. And so what we had to learn is, you know, how to sort of find our feet again, find some way to understand that God was still there even when it didn't feel like he was. And I began to understand the difference between feelings and facts. Like, God's promises have to be true, or I can't have hope that I get to see my son again someday. So I had to latch on to that hope and that promise, and then started realizing that if that one was true, then the other ones were true too. Even the ones like God can use everything to work things out for good seems ridiculous when you've lost a child. That's not a good thing. But over time, I started seeing that good things were coming in other people's lives because we were faithful and because we kept going. We were starting to be able to help other people when they were in hard times too. And that redeemed some of that pain. It made some of it make sense again, that there was a way to turn some of those darkest hours into better things.
Dr. Warren, I think the one thing that I got out of reading through your book, I've Seen the End of You, is that it's not just about sharing hope with people, because sometimes there are tangible scientific things that you've got to own, but you can actually speak life to people and help them through understanding hope by embracing the empathy side of things. And I think as Christians, we forget about that sometimes.
That's right. You have to be able to minister to people, to love on people, just be there and breathe the same air with them. And that's so much more important than the words that we say sometimes, just being willing to say, hey, I'm in this with you. I'm here for you. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm hurting with you, praying for you. That sort of ability to walk with people when they're in those moments, that was so valuable to us when people came alongside us and just sat with us, you know, ministered to us in various ways, way more important than the little platitudes that we throw around.
We're talking with W. Lee Warren today at SWS Radio, and he's a neurosurgeon who's really written and researched and worked in the field of understanding faith and doubt and science all put together. And it's interesting because we all face doubts, but let's just be honest. No one wants to say, I have a lot of doubts about my faith, but you figured out that those are actually the opportunities that God uses to reveal himself to you in a fresh new way you would never have found in your education.
That's right. You know, when you encounter doubt, it's an opportunity, kind of like being on the precipice of a mountain. You can fall to the right, you can fall one direction, and you fall into fear. And fear will say no to you. Fear will say, this is never going to get better. You're never going to recover. You're never going to be okay. You know, she's never coming back, that sort of stuff. Fear will say no, when doubt just said, I don't know, right? When you're in doubt, you're saying, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't know if this is going to be okay. But God will take those honest doubts and he'll lead you to the other side, which will be, yes, yes, you will survive this. Yes, I will get you through this. Yes, you will be able to redeem this. So this sort of spectrum from fear moving back towards doubt, honest doubting, and then over towards faith, that just became so life-giving for me when I understood that it's not wrong to doubt. That's not the opposite of faith. Fear is the opposite of faith. And that once you realize that, you know, you go back to Jeremiah and Job and all the Psalms and you read and start seeing that with new eyes, those guys were honest with God. They were like, hey, I don't feel very good about you right now, God. And God said, that's okay. Let's talk about it, right? And then in the New Testament, my favorite story, the guy I think is the most honest guy in the Bible, is the guy that comes to Jesus and his child is dying. And he says, God, help me if you can. He's doubting, if you can. And Jesus said, everything's possible if you believe. And then the guy says the best line in the whole Bible. I do believe, but help me with my unbelief.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm that guy all the time. Like, I believe and I doubt and I'm afraid, but I land on faith. And as long as you can land on faith again, God will get you through everything.
You know, there's some things we just cannot understand about God. Our human brain wasn't made to process it all. We're talking about it because it's not doubt. And we're talking with W. Lee Warren today at SOS Radio, and he's a neurosurgeon. It's interesting because when we can own the fact that there are some things that my brain cannot understand about a sovereign, holy, infinite God, it means that I'm acknowledging that he's in control. I'm acknowledging my place in this world as a finite human. Now, Lee, you've studied the brain through your whole career as a neurosurgeon and concluded, you know what? There are some things that I can have a peace about not knowing the answer to.
That's right. I mean, you look into the vastness of the universe or down to the infinitely organized smallest layer of the human body that you can look at, and there's stuff that you can't figure out with your finite brain. Like, there are just a lot of things that we can't know. And then as you walk through life, you encounter some stuff that you cannot understand. You can't understand why certain people get cancer and other people don't. You can't understand why your teenage son dies. You can't understand that. And God will say, I'm big enough to understand things for you. I just need you to trust me. He'll take you through those places where you can't understand, and he'll fill your heart with things that you can trust anyway.
Some of the strongest people I've met have been through the grind of life and fell, spit out and chewed up, but they've come on the other side as resilient human beings. They've walked through seasons of their life where they're now stronger than ever, but we're talking with neurosurgeon W. Lee Warren today on SOS. And Dr. Warren, what have you found separates the people who seem to crumble in the face of hardship and those who seem to thrive through it to become resilient?
You know, I think it has to do with landing on something that can't be taken away from you. The subtitle of my book is Faith, Doubt, and the Things We Think We Know. And what I found is there's a lot of things that we think we know, and we think we have a strong faith. So if you think that you're going to live a long time and that your spouse will always be faithful to you and that your 401k is going to hold up no matter what, and then some of those things change. You lose a child or your spouse is unfaithful or your finances collapse. Those things that you thought were the bedrock of your life are taken from you and you don't have anything else to hope for, then you really will be destroyed, right? Your peace of mind, your quality of life, all those things will go away if your life is not built on something solid. So what I've seen is people who find that their relationship with God, that their eternal hope, that their understanding of their value as a human being, that the relationships in their life are valuable, even though they might be temporary, those people can latch on to things that cannot be taken away from you. And so once you have something solid that can't be taken away, then circumstance becomes less important to you in determining whether you can have joy or not. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. And that same Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly. So he wants us to have an abundant, joyful life, even though it's a hard world. And the people who are able to do that are the ones that build their lives on stuff that they can't lose.
We're talking with W. Lee Warren today at SWS Radio, and he's a neurosurgeon, has a brand new book. It's called I've Seen the End of You. It's really a neurosurgeon's look at faith and doubt and the things we think we know. Thanks for sharing with us today, Dr. Warren.
This has been amazing. I'm really honored to be with you on your program.
Thanks for streaming Scott Harrell's podcast from SOS Radio.
If you're one of our regular listeners,
would you consider giving it a 5-star rating?
It really helps spread the word.